Another major levee has broken along the Missouri River, flooding thousands of acres of land and forcing more people to flee their homes. The levee is in a suburb of St. Louis, and the water rushing through has made Highway 40, one of the main roads into the city, impassable. Residents of St. Louis, who so far have remained above the rising waters, are now preparing for more flooding. Heavy rain is forecast, and both the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are expected to crest in St. Louis on Monday. North of St. Louis lies a river town of 500 people called Portage des Sioux. It's tucked between the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. There are only a couple of dry spots left in the town, yet a few holdouts are hoping to defy the crest. NPR's Kathy Lohr took one of the last ferry boats into the town.
It's a battle of will for residents of Portage des Sioux. They will not give up or give in to these rivers. Yet getting in or out of the community in St. Charles County is a struggle. First, it's a hop on a National Guard troop truck through stretches of back highways partially covered with water. Then a ride on a combat support boat through cornfields where the brown flood water is 20 feet deep. Finally, another truck with a flatbed takes everyone into town.
Wipe off the spot. Hang on for dear life.
The 5-ton truck sloshes by a small sign sticking out of the water, which reads City Limit. Then it hits you, a putrid mixture of diesel fuel, rotten corn, and raw sewage, all backing up in the middle of town.
Portage Pub, huh?
Yeah. Want to hop off and get a beer? His light's on.
He ain't been open for weeks. Nothing's open.
Judy Johnson, who carries a cardboard box filled with waiters, is used to getting dropped off at St. Francis School. She keeps coming back to check on her house. Johnson fails to mention that everybody's dropped off in 3 feet of water and has to wade over to the only open building, the school. The town's food pantry is at the back of the building. Denise Warner is running this lifeline where boxes of cereal, soup, and macaroni and cheese are neatly stacked on tables. Getting supplies in and out is an ordeal, but what Warner worries most about is her 7-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son, who she sent away when the water started rising.
I miss my kids, too. It's the thing, you know, the family, you know, everybody's separated. And
where are your kids?
They're staying, they're in Ohio now with my mom, and then they take turns between Mark's mom and O'Fallon. They miss home, though. You know, they miss being home with us, I guess. One time, Mark said, "I want to come home," and I said, "You will, you know, eventually when all this gets settled down." And we just don't want him out here in all the mucky water. There's no place for him out here.
It doesn't seem like there's a place for anyone here anymore, with water covering almost every building and home. But Sherry says the town's got to stick together and save Portage des Sioux. Normally, there are 2 miles of land from the Missouri to the Mississippi rivers here. The town was named after the Sioux Indians, who used to walk the distance from river to river carrying their canoes on their backs. The French settled the area, and Portage, meaning to carry, stuck. The town's residents today seem as hardy as the first settlers. They have to be.
Hi.
Just
Hi.
Move on in. Make yourself comfortable. I'll get a couple chairs and have a seat.
Thanks.
Jack and Betty Kleesner are still living in one of a couple of homes that's dry, except for the basement. Jack's an electrician. He rewired the telephone so it would work. He helped save the town's water plant. Kleisner says you can't run from the river. You just have to be ready for it.
We had a 500-gallon tank, three-quarters full of diesel fuel, break loose and start its way through town last week. And if I'm here, I may not be able to pull it away, but if I see it coming, I can tow onto it, at least steer it past my house and hope it doesn't hit anybody else's if I can't anchor it. Things like that. You never know what's coming down the river.
The couple is helping their neighbors, Joe and Nina Arns, who've parked a blue Ford van on the patio. They sleep in the van at night, but these neighbors spend all day in the big kitchen around a pedestal table where they drink coffee and talk. Betty Kleisner looks from window to window checking the water. Betty and her neighbor Nina seem restless.
I could be cleaning or something else, but like I say, I can't stick to anything. And then you think, well, the big job of cleaning is coming eventually when it's over. So I do the basics and
And I run in and out on her. We sit and talk a little bit, but we read. That's about all you can do, and just wait till it goes down. And just sit and think of all the hard work that's ahead of us.
About 400 townspeople have done what county officials asked. They evacuated. But these devoted residents wouldn't think of leaving. This is their home, and Jack Kleisner says they live with whatever the river does.
I guess the best way I can summarize it, I'm not one damn bit scared of that river, but I've got a lot of respect for it because it's not going to give you a second chance. Period.
If Kleisner has to, he says he can get his family out by boat. This river town and its people know all about floods. After the flood of 1951, when the water missed most of Portage, the town built a huge statue on the Mississippi. They call it the Lady of the River Shrine. Some are sorry the statue has not protected them from this flood. Kleisner looks at it differently.
It's a devotion to, because the city was spared in 51, and that's all it is, you know what I mean? It's to me, it's just another promise kept.
Is it a promise broken now?
No, not really. I don't think anybody bargains with the good Lord of what's going to happen. That's ridiculous.
Normally, people can walk out to see the shrine, a statue of Mary on a 15-foot pedestal. This year, you have to take a boat there. The statue faces the limestone bluffs of Illinois. The shrine's 15-foot pedestal is completely covered. Murky chocolate water laps at the base. Residents of Portage du Sault sound hopeful when they say that the water has never covered the statue's feet before. Right now, it's awfully close. I'm Kathy Lohr, reporting.